From Ariel Clemenzi, and she gave it to me because she no longer fits this. And I really like it, but it falls in an awkward length on me, but I keep talking to it. Okay.
Shirt once upon a time, so.
Okay, this is some kind of personal attachment to it. But I have no personal attachment to it. And the pockets are fraying a little bit, but that can be easily fixed. And it's incredibly warm.
It's 3:17. I ate a sandwich for lunch today. It was good.
Really
me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? It'll shock you. Start talking to you.
What did you say, Nathan?
It's not really Nathan.
You can start, though.
Are you not going to do the cat thing again? You got to have a different thing this time. No? Oh, you're saying that was a gimmick?
So that was actually the undershirt to that. And my attitude as well. It also had shoulder ruffles at one point, which I took off. Yes, you may.
That's kind of like a cross.
Did you try it on?
A swimming cross. It's kind of nice.
But if you're interested in having us decode it, it's one series after another of big occurrences, isn't it? I mean, that's how I'm sort of coming at immediately.
I actually kind of like this, but I'm not sure if I would wear it, so I guess I will take it and see how I feel about it.
She means like it's not really
painted. Well, it's a painted. shed, and it wasn't a real shed, right? I mean, it's all...
Right. I guess I think, like, if you go, like, someone can really deconstruct the sound of it.
Picking up sound very well, so we're actually going to kind of keep passing through.
Like, revealing, at what point, like, the paper stops, like, how much I figure out. Like, I've had people, like, talk to me, like, a day later, and...
We've already had a curious security guard who asked if we were trying to do laundry.
I didn't understand that.
Did you hurt your foot? I don't wear them, I don't like them, and so they've been sitting around for a while.
gotta get rid of them also. I couldn't get rid of them before because it was so sweet that she did that, you know? But I don't want them. So, yeah. Rise. Yeah. But I just don't.
Yeah. But it's just like.
I don't wear them, I don't like them. And so they've been sitting around for a while. I gotta get rid of them also. I couldn't get rid of them before because it was so sweet that she did that. But I don't want them. So, yeah. I have a couple of guys.
It's like the projection of YouTube. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
She's demonic, but that's like a mediation.
Yeah.
She's demonic, and then you recognize that.
I was really drawn to it because of the fact that it's black and ugly and there's these big bows. So I thought that, you know, maybe somebody would appreciate it. Kind of a boring shirt. Kind of another boring shirt that's too small. This jacket's pretty cool.
Right.
Okay. Well, you can have it if you want it. I just never wear it. So. And I have these jeans.
I just want to use a monitor.
Pretty nice jeans. I wore them for a while.
Sometimes I like their shoes. No, that's on the monitor. Sure.
This is
all
fighting. I wear it inside out.
Right.
Because I hate that thing. But I love this color, so I don't know. And then this I was drawn to the material, but I just never have the
desire. Yeah, I don't know if I'm looking for a new set of things. Like I'm happy to use a monitor.
there isn't a... They don't
another know. Article of work clothing that I...
The space is a few different than the overt game thing.
So, I mean, has a top, it's good for summer.
I think there's spatial elements that are part of the structure that isn't... I mean, it's part of the game, it's connected to the game.
Oh, no. Just the stuff I don't wear. You were bringing my hippie clothing? I still have a bunch of that. I don't know what this is. I don't know where it came from. It just kind of appeared. And, yeah, the rest of this I really throw out there. Because I don't think anybody's going to take it. Those can be cut up. Those are just unsalvageable in all kinds of ways.
It doesn't do that because we have, you know, it's a video.
Yeah.
She just asked me if we always do this.
Except,
to the extent that the second time.
I think that's where the sound
went to Walmart once.
Was you made a decision about taking the sound or so having the sound behind me and surrounding me. Like, I become even more aware that my eyes are the camera and I'm traveling through the space. I'm enveloped by the sound. And I hate to say this, but it's almost like watching an IMAX of a roller coaster where then it's not like the real experience.
Well, I have a single one.
I'm curious to hear about that. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. I have trouble answering. I don't know, I went to like 50th anniversary Tom and Jerry and kind of studied colors and kind of like ugly, sort of tacky 50s interior kind of. And I also kind of wanted it to be, you know, maybe on the hot side.
If it's just a cartoon, then what I want to know is where the critical aspect comes from. Where the critical aspect comes from.
That is a hard question for me to answer.
What was it?
Figure out. It's where how do people set up as a critical document?
What does it do, or what's it for? It's like that question.
It's so fucking constructed. I can't see it as anything but critical. Every aspect of this would be aware of it, of how it's made, what it's doing. I guess. Just isn't as constructive as it is. No, but when something is like saying, look at me, look how I'm made, then if I don't pay attention
to that. It's some kind of set of heavily encoded gestures. And you know, they're not accidental, they're not formal, they're not sensual, they're not phenomenological, they're not about the gestures, they're not about pleasure and play and themselves, they're about a very calculated, well, in that sense, it could be about play, but not the kind of sort of untendentious, noodling around. I mean, it's a kind of play that's highly orchestrated to be about several kinds of mediation simultaneously. I understand why it's hard for you to answer that question. It would be hard for me to answer that question because I wouldn't want to suggest that whenever you build a critical apparatus that is semiotic and referential and multi-layered like that. Ultimately, what you're pointing at is a suggestion that a viewer ought to consider an alternative. And how to name that alternative, it's not something an artist wants to do. It's not something I want to do as an artist. I want to suggest alternatives by overtly invoking this critique, by sort of revealing the machinations of the apparatus that we ordinarily take for granted. So that the alternative I'm suggesting, I don't want to name it for the viewer. Because to do that, I want them to walk away with an alternative, but I don't want to name it.
But the difficulty is, right, that, and I agree, the difficulty is when you start playing with the self-referential criticism, like this, it runs the risk of getting caught in the loop as clothes, as video. Where it becomes a criticism about criticism, and then it brings you back to criticism. And that's where I'm really wondering, are you critiquing yourself? Are you asking us to play game of chess with ourselves? Just like the cat and mouse critique conversation. is that being simply the process of
One of the gestures that I get out of this is something of a stubbornness, despite revelation of construction. An analogy would be, is it in the middle of the Muppet Show, all the people that were down there, the puppets kind of got up, and so we saw them all kind of there.
It looks exactly like the Muppets.
Yeah. and then they kind of put the puppets back on their arms and go back down to business. And David seems to be like, he wants us to see the apparatus, and then he wants us to keep right on watching somehow. And that's something I'm interested in understanding, especially in the context of a chase, and a chase that involves even a small amount of violence here.
Well, cat and mouse is fun. I mean, in case you haven't noticed, we have critiques every semester. So, you know, it is like we do it again and again and again, you know, to discuss these various apparati that are brought to bear on this kind of discussion. So, yeah, I completely agree.
What if the mouse is
moving?
If the mouse is
moving,
like if it
lies
dead.
Well, who would play the dead mouse?
Is it possible that it's just kind of an interesting video that we're supposed to have fun looking at? I mean, are we trying to read something into it that we're supposed to do?
It's really important to me that it is that. It's also important to me that beyond the yeah, I try and make things as minimal as possible too, like in subject matter, so that it does get really close and tight and specific and about itself. And I guess the more that you're saying, like, I kind of understand how I participate in attempting to, I guess in my case, like I want there to be this sort of maybe understanding between viewer and maker, artist, whatever, or even the object itself, the installation, and that there's sort of an increased awareness. I think, like, I guess I just naturally think that that those are where maybe decisions or constructions occur. Like when, I don't want to say like in slaying or kind of rest or anything like that, but I mean there's a moment in awareness where real decisions can be made, and I'm interested in generating that space.
Which leads me to really agree that there's two people you can get by with much less.
Is non-critical, that doesn't maintain both present simultaneously. Maybe the question to ask is, well, how can both be present so that attentive and participating in the presence of the piece, in the present of the piece.
Yeah, well,
I think I understand.
do you think about that? Like, that is something that
you can't explain what you just said, but it just sort of occurred to me that a way to do that,
whatever it is,
something to do with the color and the length of the loop.
Going back to South Farms now. We just finished David's critique.